Cancer can be a long and painful disease. In this moment of science, we'll look at why drugs that are effective against cancer can cause side effects almost as painful as the disease. Antibiotics, as the name implies, work against life, or more specifically, against living cells. Most antibiotics, such as penicillin or erythromycin, attack bacterial cells in specific ways that don't affect animal cells. That way, the bacteria causing the infection are destroyed without harming the patient. But cancer is different from other diseases, in that the cells in a cancer tumor are human cells. The main difference between cancer cells and healthy cells is that for some reason, the cancer cells are multiplying uncontrollably. So antibiotics that attack cancer cells might also attack healthy cells. One way chemotherapy drugs work is by interrupting the production of DNA. All cells have DNA, which must be reproduced when new cells are made. Since DNA is involved in reproduction, the cells that are reproducing the fastest, such as cancer cells, are also the ones that are producing the most DNA. For this reason, the rapidly growing cancer cells are most affected by drugs that interrupt the production of DNA. But the cells in the hair follicles and in the stomach lining also reproduce faster than most other cells. So when chemotherapy interrupts DNA production in cancer cells, it also interrupts DNA production in hair follicles and in the stomach lining, causing chemotherapy patients to lose hair and experience severe stomach problems. The side effects of chemotherapy are worse than the side effects of most other drugs because chemotherapy attacks human cells, while antibiotics attack specifically bacterial cells. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.